Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Piercing the darkness with God's powerful light. We're going to be talking about some amazing victories this year on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, usually every year I go through and do some research and find out what victories we've had throughout the years, what cases are still pending, because we want to share those, you know, with our constituents, with our radio audience. And it really was affirming and exciting to see all the victories we've had just in 2023.
Yes, indeed it is. And it really makes us thankful at this time of the year, especially this is my favorite time of the year as we are in the Christmas season. And it's a great time to be able to look back and to give thanks for the Lord's incredible blessing. No matter what this year has brought for you, this is a time where we can really focus on the Lord in terms of His eternal gift of forgiveness and eternal life that He has given to all of us. And that's the blessings of this season.
I mean, He came to earth as a baby. Think about that. The creator of the universe who didn't need us, but He chose to come to earth as a vulnerable baby so that He could have a relationship with us and in order for us to have eternal life with Him and experience the peace, the joy, even as we go through various trials, and then, of course, for eternity.
Absolutely. So this is a great time of the year, and we just want to celebrate and just thank the Lord for His goodness, His graciousness, and then also for some of the victories that we have been a part of and you have been a part of in your prayers and support for Liberty Counsel. And there's a lot that we can cover. We don't have time to cover everything, but we want to just give you some highlights. And here's one of the cases that we had as a result of our class action lawsuits. We've had multiple restraining orders and injunctions, including a class-wide injunction against the United States Department of Defense. Who would have ever imagined that we would have to sue the Department of Defense to have a federal court require the DOD and the various military branches to follow the Constitution and the federal law known as the Religious Freedom Restoration Act?
Well, you know, and we need, as America, we need a strong military. Who would ever think that DOD would turn on these courageous, brave soldiers trying to force them to put something in their body against their religious beliefs?
Yeah, you have these individuals that sign up an oath that they will defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And they put their lives at stake. They give up their time with their family, all for this country.
Yeah, and they pledge to defend the Constitution of the United States and the United States of America. And they take that oath seriously.
Oh, yes.
As you mentioned, you know, a lot of times they miss Christmases, Thanksgiving, birthdays. They miss the birth of their child oftentimes. Sometimes they miss the very first word that comes out of the mouth. They don't ever hear that first word of mama or daddy. They don't see that first step that their child took. They're gone for so many different kinds of deployments. Some of those are individuals who are put in very sensitive, dangerous places around the world. They return sometimes without their colleagues. Sometimes they don't return. These are people who put everything on the line.
In fact, we have soldiers right now that are serving during this time of year that are missing Christmas with their families because they're serving overseas in location to defend our nation.
I remember clearly when we were in court and the commander of a Navy warship was on the witness stand, and he wasn't something prepared to say this because we didn't know he was going to say what he did, but he launched out into his own statement toward the end of the examination before the judge. And he said, "I should not be the one sitting here defending the Constitution and the federal laws. Those that are above me should be here defending the Constitution and the federal laws." And it was a powerful moment where we were there to witness And we had the opportunity to stand by these men and women to defend their constitutional rights to religious freedom under the First Amendment of the United States and also under the federal law known as the Religious Freedom Restoration Act against the military's COVID-19 shot mandate. And as a result of our class actions, we were able to stop the DOD, the Department of Defense, from forcing these military men and women, service members, to get the COVID shot.
But think about it, Matt, though. We weren't looking for this, but because our phones, our emails were inundated with desperate service members who said, I can't do this. You know, I've taken an oath to serve my country, to defend this nation, but I can't put this in my body because of my religious beliefs. We had so many of them reach out to us, we had no choice.
Well, we remember the lieutenant colonel of the United States Marines, a young woman, but she had been there for 20 plus years, and she was a highly ranked individual, highly skilled. She had become number one in her class in multiple classes that she took in the United States Marines. But before going into the Marines, she was raped. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that rape, she made a bad decision and she had an abortion. And then she came into the military. She wasn't a Christian at the time, thinking that this would be the panacea to be able to change this self-hatred that she had developed with regards to the rape. She ended up finding another Marine who is a Christian and led her to the Lord, and they ended up getting married.
They're a dynamic couple.
Amazing couple.
And love America. Mm-hmm.
Love God, love America. The last thing she wanted to do is inject anything into her body that has anything related to abortion, and she refused to do it. And they came after her. They were going to discharge this highly skilled Marine, but for the fact that we got an injunction the day before the discharge. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with the captain of the, or the commander of the Navy warship. They were going to discharge him as well.
Right.
He was nuclear power trained, one of the very few in that category. Amazing individuals. We got injunctions, we protected them, and then we eventually got the class action injunction. We spent 8,200 hours or so in litigation.
In 2 years.
Yeah. We were in court multiple times. We had all kinds of documents that we had to obtain and go through and prepare.
And never charged a never penny charged for anything. Any of our clients. Yeah.
And the DOD was eventually required to not only abide by the federal injunction, but also we worked in Congress to get the COVID shot mandate rescinded. And in 2022, it was rescinded. We weren't able to get it rescinded in 2021, but we got it rescinded in 2022 with the Defense Authorization Act. And in early 2023, they had to rescind that shot mandate. And that ultimately concluded the litigation. And consequently, the Department of Defense had to pay Liberty Counsel $1.8 million in attorney's fees and cost. Of course, that money will turn around to go out and help other people who, like these men and women in the services, need pro bono representation, because all the work that we do is pro bono. We don't charge. If we Right. had charged all these people, they wouldn't be able to No. afford it.
But in the meantime, they've also, many of them have been punished and demoted in various other ways of punishment that they have incurred on these brave military
members. We are starting to get some good reports right now of individuals who are now getting promoted, which they're finally, you know, getting promoted. But even though we got the injunction to stop the mandate, their careers were essentially put on hold.
Oh, yeah, like the lieutenant colonel you spoke of earlier. I mean, she was going to get a promotion. I think she was going to be sent overseas to serve. And then she was sent on a desk job because of this.
Yeah, she was going to be leading a platoon in the Middle East. And because she refused to get the COVID shot, they stopped her before, even though we had the injunction protecting her. So there's a number of people who had their careers delayed, but they were courageous, and they were amazing individuals. And I think that's one of the highlights of all of our time since Liberty Council was founded in 1989, is to be able to have that kind of day-to-day working relationship with hundreds, even thousands of men and women in the services of all six branches of the military, because what we found is there's a great group of people mm-hmm. that love God, and they love their country, they love their families, and we were pleased to serve them. So thank you for your prayers for them, and continue to pray for our men and women in the armed services, because they're under incredible stress and incredible challenges under this administration. And thank you for standing with us and for praying, and also for supporting Liberty Council. For more information, you can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org.